Victor Peruta joins me in the studio tonight. He is a well-known and respected psychic reader who for 25 years has organized the Victory of Light Psychic Festival, featuring some 300 readers, healers, and vendors, as well as free informational seminars. It will be held at the Sharonville Convention Center on Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th, from 10 in the morning until 7 in the evening. And I am delighted to welcome Victor to Around Cincinnati.
It's so nice to be with you today, Barbara.
Good to see you. So I want to give listeners the scope of the festival, because it really is a festival. So if you would just kind of enumerate for us the kinds of readings, the healing methods, and maybe a couple of seminars that people will have to choose from.
Absolutely. Well, Cincinnati, I think, is very fortunate to have the Victory of Light Psychic Festival here. It is one of the country's preeminent body, mind, spirit expos, and many of our exhibitors who do the show circuit nationally and even internationally report that it's their favorite show, and they consider Victory of Light the very best show of its kind in the country. So it's right here in Cincinnati. Over the years, we have grown to become Cincinnati's 13th largest event based on annual attendance, and I'm very proud of that. We provide a completely inclusive experience for people of all walks of life to experience dimensions of themselves that perhaps they have not yet experienced. For example, their past lives. They can get a psychic reading. They can realize that they themselves have intuitive psychic and healing abilities that they can learn to do for themselves and others. And we also provide something I'm very proud of. We have 90 seminars on all aspects of spirituality, the paranormal, holistic healing for people to attend. Most of them are free with attendance, and you can learn something about yourself and also experience psychics doing their thing in front of an audience. So you get to experience a psychic medium connecting you with your loved ones, and you could learn a lot about tarot or Reiki, or we even have past life regressions. And we have usually over a dozen of these seminars that provide free readings for members of the audience. And that is so much fun. And for people who are curious about these topics, and I really think everybody is, whether they'll care to admit it or not, this is an opportunity for you to get a taste of the entire broad spectrum of this field.
I think usually you have special guests and music also. It really is a festival in that way. Yes?
It is a festival, yes. So we make it family-friendly. It's for the entire family. We have live music. We've got aura photography. We've got face painting for kids of all ages. We've got great food. We've worked with the convention center. You can get gourmet food there for the price of a fast food meal. And it's such a huge event. It's one of the largest events that takes place at the Sharonville Convention Center. We take up the entire building, and you can spend the entire weekend if you like. Most people who come on Saturday haven't been able to actually see the entire show by the end of the day, so they come back the next day.
I want to suppose for a minute with you. So suppose somebody is brand new to the festival and perhaps to psychic information in general. Do you have a suggestion as to how they might prepare themselves to come in terms of what information they might want to get? But also, having so many choices of readers, should you follow your intuition? How should you start?
Well, of course, you should follow your intuition. I always recommend that you should walk around the expo and see who you're attracted to, who intrigues you. Something about your inner voice or your inner self will often be attracted to the right psychic for you. Of course, this is a safe place to get a psychic reading. It's at an expo, it's out in public, and we test our readers to make sure that they're genuine. And we have people practicing astrology, numerology, tarot reading, various divination systems such as runes, clairvoyance, and many psychic mediums. We have shamans, if you're interested in Native American spirituality, and shamanism is also a very broad field. You can do soul retrieval, various forms of healing and gaining answers to everyday problems. I will guarantee that if you come to the Victory of Light Expo, you will leave feeling better. Try to come with an open mind. I think healthy skepticism is always a good thing. One of the great things about Victory of Light is we're not like a religion or anything like that. We don't have a dogma to sell or to push on anybody. It's just simply an offering. It's a smorgasbord of the psychic and intuitive and healing sciences. It's also a great place to do your Christmas shopping. So a lot of people come and shop at the over 300 booths that we have at the show. An example is some of the merchandise you'll find there, a wider assortment of various crystals. We have a lot of jewelry, a lot of essential oils, and healthy body, mind, spirit products. We also have aura photography. We've got the Tibetan Buddhist monks. They also do healings daily at 11 a.m. for a donation to their monastery. And those healings, I've heard amazing stories of people who have had chronic conditions healed during one of the healings with the Tibetan monks. We have animal psychics. We have paranormal seminars. We have author John Kochuba this time. He'll be presenting Haunted Cincinnati, Parts 1 and 2, Part 1 on Saturday, Part 2 on Sunday. He'll be covering Cincinnati's most notorious haunted locations and telling his personal experiences of investigations done at these places. So if you're interested in anything body, mind, spirit, you'll probably find it at Victory of Light.
I want to talk about your personal gift for a couple of minutes, because some beliefs hold that we're here to figure out the mystery or the puzzle that is our life. And I wonder if you have a guiding philosophy, a foundation for how you use your psychic abilities.
Well, that's a great question, Barbara, and thanks for asking that. Well, let me explain my history a little bit. I graduated from Miami University with a degree in English. And afterwards, when I got my first job out of school, I got a job as a business analyst at Dun & Bradstreet, which is a famous business company. They collect data on various businesses and report on their credit ratings and things like that. I went through somewhat of a, I guess, an identity crisis, and I thought, is this what my college education prepared me for? It wasn't anything that I was especially interested in doing. And so I kind of started a personal quest for meaning in my life. You know, who am I? What am I here to do? What is life all about? And so I started exploring metaphysics, and one of the most profound answers I received was somebody suggested that I go see a psychic. And I went to that psychic. Of course, I was terrified. But the psychic provided me with a sense of my life's purpose, a sense of personal validation for who I am in this life. And we're looking for meaning in our lives. Everyone's looking for it. And you can find it various places. But I wasn't able to find it in the traditional places. I couldn't find it at school. I couldn't find it through church or through my family. Sure, I got a lot from these sources. But as far as something spiritual that really rang true, it wasn't until I started exploring metaphysics and energy, and including past lives and karma, that I was able to make sense out of some of the experiences that I was having in my life. And there is such a thing as destiny. There's such a thing as life after death. And there are a lot of lessons to be gained when you think of life in that longer time horizon perspective. There's a sense that you have of a continuation of life after death, before you were born. And by exploring near-death experiences and past lives, I've developed a personal system that really helps me make sense out of life. And I think that's basically what we're all trying to do.
Yes. So that holistic in a really much larger sense than we even think of many times.
That we're all interrelated, and what we do has ripple effects, and what others do have ripple effects on the society at large. And the way we treat one another, I think the spiritual things we learn when we study metaphysics is what's really important is the way you make people feel and the way you treat other people. That's really critically important. When people look back on their lives when they're old, and they look at the things that they regret, you know, it really shifts your priorities from materialism, which we have a lot of in this capitalistic system that we're in, to something more spiritual, more heart-centered. And that's what I hope that people get out of attending the Victory of Light Expo, that feeling of heart instead of mind.
Yes. There's that wonderful Maya Angelou quote where she talks about you'll forget many things, but you won't forget how you felt and or how you made someone feel. It's delightful to talk with you, and I certainly thank you and look forward to the Victory of Light Psychic Festival. This must be something that you have your heart in, because I'm sure the size of it requires a lot of time and energy. So thank you for doing it, and thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Victor Peruta about the Victory of Light Psychic Festival that will be held at the Sharonville Convention Center on November 18th and 19th from 10 to 7. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.